Summer is almost here, and you can now get almost anything you need delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? You can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get chicken parmesan delivered. Sunshine? No. Some wine? Yes. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. See app for details.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
So I've got my body armor.
But how do you have time travel
can
on
I
your
finish?
Body armor?
Can I finish?
Well,
can I finish?
Because you weren't able to finish earlier on. You kept adding extra things on. I've got lasers and you've got all this other stuff.
Hi, this is Ray Foley here on The Ray Foley Show. And I'm just re-establishing the government are spending 16.5 million euro on armor body suits for the defence forces. For the army. Is it for the army?
It is, yeah.
Irish soldiers. 6,000 modern body armor units. Jess Kelly's here, our tech guru.
Hi,
Jess. Hi. How are we?
She's fully kitted out and all the gear, lads. You should see her. She's wearing the...
My little army jacket.
She's wearing the army jacket. Mm. She's got one of those exoskeletons. She's,
wow.
An arm-mounted screen of some kind. What does that do? Does that fire missiles, does it?
It does. It also houses my lasers as well.
Oh, you have my lasers too?
Stupid. Carry on. Ray and JP, settle down, you two, or I'll turn this car around and be no body armour for anyone, says Amy. Love the show. Hey.
Hey.
Peter says, my body armour would contain unlimited white monster canisters to drink from Peter. They're not a bad show. Is that an ad? Could that be classic?
I don't know if Peter works for the company.
I don't drink monster, but are you sure you want to stay hydrated? 0874 100102 for what you're putting in your body armour. I'm more inspired by modern warfare. The Call of Duty Modern Warfare, where they've got exoskeletons and they've got a good bounce on the, like, whatever, this sort of a little jetpack or something.
Mm.
Claire joins us this afternoon. Say good afternoon to Claire.
Good afternoon to you, Claire.
How many of your days in college were spent fighting away like that, lads? That was brilliant.
What do you mean, college? What are you talking about? We're fighting now. Yeah. This is a real fight.
It's an ongoing thing.
My question, Claire, and maybe you can sell it for us, Mammy. What's powering his lasers? And how
Hang
does
on a second. What do you have an inbuilt?
Can I finish?
Are you still not
finished? The tension is absolutely painful, just in case you're wondering. In the room, it's uncomfortable. Oh, I'm getting daggers now.
Jess, with your tech insight and knowledge, right?
Yeah.
The man has a sphere of lasers surrounding his body as a force field.
They're solar powered. Yeah.
What? They're what?
They're solar powered.
Is that why your face is so sunburned? Is that what you were doing over the weekend?
I'm massive into solar. I'm massive into solar.
Solar's massive into your face.
They're solar powered lasers. Beat that.
Well, how is it spinning around your body, all around your body, 360 degrees?
That's the way I've set it up.
Like
how's it connected? What's it connected to?
My solar power unit.
Where is that?
It's inside the force field.
Inside the force field?
Yeah, obviously. It's not going to be outside the force field, because then you could take it out from the outside with whatever your bouncing weapons.
And it's projecting it around you, the outside of your...
Yeah.
Like, what's connecting it like? It's not magic, like. It's not magic.
JP is now squirming
this
in the chair.
It's a real thing. We're ordering these at AliExpress after the show. Liam's there, 0874-100-102. Liam.
An EMP, electromagnetic pulse device.
Yes! That's the thing on the Matrix. I have an EMP in my arm.
And where's that connected to?
It's connected to my backpack. I don't have a stupid laser thing. My EMP then shuts you down, bang, you're dead. Just one good dig, I got you.
You're out like a light. My team are going to workshop better defences.
I'm recording a video for the internet for JP. I'm going to call JP out on the internet in a minute. See you now, JP, with your 360-degree lasers. I'm taking you out with my EMP. Jess, are any of these amazing techs in any of the Irish Defence Forces' new armour?
Not yet, but they could be.
Really?
Because, now that's facetious, but the new body armour that has it being purchased, it's actually called Individual Modular Body Armour Systems.
Right.
And the modular bit is really interesting because it allows the individual soldier to adapt what they have on their vest. So the key point of difference between these ones and what existed up until now is that, number one, they're lighter. Number two, there's also either a ceramic or metal plate in the chest to protect any vital organs. But then there is that modular ability where you can slot in whatever equipment you need. So,
lasers.
For example,
JP wants lasers.
I want lasers.
I mean, it's a no-brainer. Get on to Simon Harris there. If you got his number there, get him.
Say Simon.
Simon, have you considered lasers?
You considered lasers? But this modular side of things is really interesting. Also, you know I'm a dork, but the material...
I'd never say that.
To my face. The material is much more adaptable because at the moment, the vests that they have, they can't put their weapons on their shoulders because of the rigid nature of the material.
Okay, they can't move.
But yeah.
So when you say it's modular, so okay, so it was one size fits all up to this point, so then you could do bits and pieces. What are the bits and pieces, or do you know, like, are there any little cool little bittings that they can do with it, or is it just very basic practical stuff?
It's all very practical stuff, okay. And it would, the idea with this is that it can vary from mission to mission, so depending on whether they're going in on a rescue mission or whether they're going on into a sort of hostile enough situation, they can adapt what's on their person. And it's trying to streamline it. So rather than having to bring all the gear, they can adapt on a case-by-case basis. I don't know if they have any sort of James Bond-esque gadgets. I'm sure they do. Like
it's 2025. Is this a literal pack? Is it like is it a backpack? Is that what they're talking about? Or
it's a vest.
Right.
It's a vest that you'd put on, and it's the, you know, like if you'd watch Line of Duty or any of those, when they go into the hostile situations, they'd have the vest on. It's a more amped up version of that. But as I said, it's lighter. It has the chest plate to protect vital organs. It's also harder to penetrate from bullets and shrapnel. And then there's that modular ability too.
I know bits and pieces onto it. Have you seen any, because of course America's mad for this kind of thing,
yeah.
Like particularly with drones and controlling drones and all of the technology that you would have on your person now is if you're working in the Defence Force. Have you seen any of this cool stuff?
Yeah, I was in Austin last year and I met the American version of Q from James Bond. So he served in the military, and since leaving, he now has a startup that is called Q Technologies, and they develop a whole host of defensive technology. So things like drones or things like robot dogs that can sniff bombs. It's all about trying to keep people out of situations and using technology to go in as the first line of defense. And the development that's going on is insane. They are developing drones that are customizable, that can carry extra weight. So if they wanted to put ammunition on them, for example, but also they're enhancing the cameras that are on the drones as well to try and identify, to use things like radar and LADAR and all that kind of stuff to identify where there are people, where there are potential threats and so on.
What's the coolest thing you saw?
The drones are actually the sniffer bomb dogs. They are.
Are they shaped like dogs?
Or yeah, they are. They kind of have.
JP will insist on it being shaped like a dog.
And with lasers.
Okay, well, I'll let the big army man know that you have some very specific requirements.
Thanks, tech dork.
P word. No, they look kind of like greyhounds, but without heads.
Oh, right. So they still look like dogs.
Yeah, it's a bit freaky, but it's incredibly cool. And what's really interesting is to see how technology that, you know, if you and I were to look at it, we'd be like, oh, that might be useful around the gaff. To see these geniuses finding real life applications that can keep people safe, it's very, very impressive.
Wild. So just send me the link on AliExpress for the sniffer laser dog.
Yeah.
And tell them we've got 16 and a half million to spend. Just kidding, Donnie. Yes, to see you. Lovely to see you.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Summer is almost here, and you can now get almost anything you need delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? You can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get chicken parmesan delivered. Sunshine? No. Some wine? Yes. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. See app for details.